With every second that ticks by,
the future is running out.
That's George Clooney in Disney's Tomorrowland, and if you don't recognize it, that's probably because you didn't see it like most Americans. Tomorrowland opened to a weak reception over the Memorial Day weekend, bringing the overall box office numbers down with it. According to data from the media research company RentTrack, the weekend was Hollywood's slowest Memorial Day since 2001. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal is with us from New York with more on this. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And this was the number one movie at the box office. There wasn't a lot of competition, but it did not do well. Why such a bad weekend at the box office?
A bad weekend at the box office. And, you know, typically the fourth weekend of May is one of the biggest of the year for the movie industry. And this year, the estimated take between Friday and Monday was $190 million. And, you know, this is particularly bad considering that the average ticket price since 2001 has risen 44% over that time. Tomorrowland was the sole new big budget movie, and it misfired for Disney.
And why? What was wrong with it? Or what was wrong with all movies right now? Why isn't anybody going?
Well, let's speak about Tomorrowland in particular. I mean, this was a rare attempt by Disney to spend a lot of money on a movie that didn't feature characters or, you know, a fictional world that was already known to audiences. They spent $180 million on this film. And what Disney's saying, you know, in the aftermath of this weekend is that they think parents are waiting to hear from other parents about this, since parents didn't know anything about these characters, and so they want to, you know, want to hear, and they're hoping for good word of mouth to improve things in coming weeks, and that, you know, the hope is that also for families that there isn't much else out there in the next few weeks. There isn't a new PG-rated movie until Disney's own Inside Out from Pixar Animation Studios comes out June 19th. But you know, it's a tough business going into to films that don't already have a built-in audience. You know, the recent success for Disney's really been with live-action adaptations of classics, like right. Maleficent. That's based on Sleeping Beauty and Cinderella.
Now, what about past Memorial Days? Let's put this in the context. How do the past Memorial Day weekends at the box office compare?
Okay, well, you know, Tomorrowland, again, it brought in only $40 million. So that was the big movie of the weekend. And, right. and, you know, it actually barely beat Pitch Perfect, which came out the weekend before, and that grossed $38 million over 4 days. Now, last year, X-Men Days of Future Past, that grossed $110 million on Memorial Day weekend. Again, compare that to $40 million for Tomorrowland. And then the year before that, it was Fast and Furious 6, and that opened to $97 million. So it's really that, you know, that tentpost movie for Memorial Day weekend that gets people out to the box offices.
So any ray of light at the end of the tunnel here for Hollywood?
Well, Hollywood has high hopes for the rest of the summer. Some of the movies that are coming out that have potential to draw big audiences include Jurassic World,
right. That's gonna be big.
Terminator, Genesis, and then another Mission Impossible. Those always tend to do pretty well. Rogue Nation is the one that's coming out this summer, and The Despicable Me, which is a spinoff of Minions.
Hmm. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal. You didn't see Tomorrowland, did you? Jason,
I was not in that small percentage.
That's okay.
Of people who
actually
saw
that one. No, you and everybody else. Jason, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.